Section A. Listen to several conversations to answer questions 1 to 10.
The following section of this recording should be used for Practice Test 1, Section 1, Listening Comprehension. Part A, Directions. In Part A, you will hear short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a third voice will ask a question about what was said. The question will be spoken just one time. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Then on your answer sheet, find the number of the problem and mark your answer. Number one.
I hear Jan isn't teaching here this term.
That's right. She was fired.
What does the woman say about Jan? Number two.
Nancy, I heard you were late for class this morning.
I overslept and missed the bus.
Why does the woman say she was late? Number three.
I heard on the radio that the eastbound lanes of Interstate 4 are closed.
Yes, a tractor-trailer jackknifed and caused a huge pileup.
What are the speakers discussing? Number four.
What do you think of Professor Conrad's class?
Well, his lectures are interesting enough, but I think he could choose more appropriate questions for the tests.
What does the woman say about Professor Conrad's class? Number five.
Are you going to watch the movie on TV tonight?
No, I think I'll watch the soccer game and then the documentary on volcanoes.
What does the man say is the first program he is planning to watch? Number six.
Where did Suzanne come from?
She was born in Switzerland and grew up in Sweden, but she's a citizen of England.
Which country does the woman say is Suzanne's present home? Number seven.
Karen is entering Stetson University this fall.
So she did apply.
What had the man assumed about Karen? Number eight.
Why are you wearing that cream all over your arms?
I ate wild berries at the picnic last week and I broke out in a rash.
What does the woman say happened to her? Number nine.
Would you please spell your name for me, sir?
Sure. W-I-T-T-N-E-R.
How does the man say he spells his last name? Number 10.
I have to go out of town for a meeting tomorrow, and I need somebody to work for me.
Sure, I could use the extra hours.
What is the man probably going to do?
Now listen to a longer conversation in order to answer questions 11 to 15.
Conversation.
How long have you been out of the country, miss? Where did you go?
I spent 3 weeks in Switzerland and 1 week in Greece.
Did you spend any time in agricultural areas there?
No, I stayed mostly in the cities and spent 1 day at the beach in Corinth.
Do you have any plants, meat, or alcoholic beverages to declare?
I have only 2 bottles of wine.
What else did you buy?
A couple of festive costumes, books, and native arts and crafts.
How much did you spend on your purchases while you were away?
About $300.
Please open this small suitcase for me. Okay, give this card to the official at the red desk.